Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Pesach and daf Samech Dalet. We are holding here on the bottom of Samech Gimel Amud Beis. And the last thing we mentioned, was that if someone in the Chabura, in the group of people who are going to be shecht in the Korban Pesach, if any one of those people has Chametz, is they're going to violate an Isser, in addition to owning Chametz, is an Isser of shechting the Korban Pesach with Chametz. So everybody in the group is going to have a problem and is going to have an issue with his Isser. As well as, so we said, so the Kohen who shechts it, and the Kohen who sprinkles it, etc., etc. So Rav Papa just said that, well, I guess we're going to say it right now. Yeah, we didn't do this yesterday. So we're at the top wide line here. Tani Kavasi de Rav Papa. Three lines up before that. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that Hilkach Kohen Hamaktir Sachilev over below Sase, even the Kohen who sprinkles the blood. Or no, not sprinkles of blood. The chelev is the emurim, is the fats that go on the mizbeach, right, that can burn all night. Even that Kohen who's involved in that stuff, if he has chametz, so then over below sase, then he's going to violate the isser of having chametz when you shecht in Korban Pesach. Why? Hol v'yeshno b'chlal halanas emurim, because we said before, you said yesterday, that there's a link between this isser and the isser of leaving over the Korban Pesach overnight. Well, there's also an isser to leave the emurim, the fats, overnight as well. So if he's involved in that Isser, meaning if that Kohen is shaykh to that Isser, so he's also going to be shaykh to the Isser of leaving it over, of having chametz when he shechts Korban Pesach. So he's also included in that group. Tani kavasi de Rav Papa, what else? We learned the Braisa, that's exactly like Rav Papa. Hashokhin is a pesach al chametz, if you shecht Korban Pesach when you have chametz, over below sase. You're chayiv, right? This is the Isser we're talking about. Emasai, when is that? Bizbam shehu l'shochet, when is that? When are you going to violate the Isser? If the shochet, if the guy doing the shechita has chametz, o l'zorik, or the guy sprinkling the blood, le'echem ibnei chabura, or anyone in the group. But if some random guy at the end of the other end of the earth has chametz, same zokiklo, that's not relevant to you, to your group. And whether you're the guy shechting, whether you're the guy sprinkling, whether you're the guy bringing the emurim, that's what we're pointing out here, maktir, right? The guy bringing the emurim on the mizbeach at night. So then, chayef. Aval ha-molik is a-of bar-ba-asar. But if someone does malika, malika is the shechita for birds, shechting birds. We don't do, you don't take a knife, you basically, well, again, not chickens you do, but that's in the Beis HaMikdash, when you bring doves and stuff, so what the Kohen would do, he would basically break the neck through the back of the neck. The birds are not eaten, right? That doesn't make it kosher, but that's called malika, that's how they would bring a korban, if you brought a korban for birds. So someone who brings that korban on the 14th, in over below klum, right, that's not relevant to this. If for whatever reason you're bringing a bird korban on Erev Pesach, so that is not shayach to this Isser at all. So Gemara says, one second, I'll bring you a kasha. We have a stira, we have a brice that seems to say against this. Hashochet is a Pesach al ha-chametz over below sase. Again, if you shecht the Korban Pesach, you have chametz, so then you violate this Isser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa tamid, even the Korban tamid. If you shecht the Korban tamid, right, whoever it is involved, right, again, if you have chametz, again, violate this Isser. Amrulo lo elmru b'Pesach bilvad. So this I said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's only for shayach of the Korban Pesach. Emasai, when are you going to violate this Isser? Meaning, who's involved? So bizman sheyesh l'shochet, either the guy shechting, or the zorik, or the guy sprinkling the blood, or the echem ibn echabura, or anybody in the group. Again, just like our other Bryce, right? If some random guy at the other end of the world, so he's not shaykh. But, and here's the stira, echad ha-shochet, ve'echad ha-zorek, ve'echad ha-molek, right? Ve'echad ha-mazeh, right? This also includes anybody who shechts the Korban Pesach, or anybody who sprinkles the blood, someone who does malika, which seems to be, you know, again, a bird on Erev Pesach, right? It seems to be, our last Braisa said that you're not shaykh to that. Ve'echad ha-mazeh is the sprinkling, is the zrika for a bird korban. So if anybody does that, then you're chayiv. Right? Even a bird korban is included in this Isser. That's against the Braisa we just saw. Just to finish off the Braisa, Avala Komet says, Amincha in overblow sase. But if you bring the korban mincha, kometz is the verb for bringing the korban mincha. They would take the middle three fingers, right, grab some flour, oil, etc. Right, if you've seen with the pinky and the thumb sticking out, right, that's the kometz procedure. We have a while till we get to Menachos to talk about that. Either way, so that's not included in the sister. Hamaktis ha'emurim, and if you bring the emurim at night, this is also another stira. Eino over below sase. You do not violate the Isser. So the Gemara immediately points out that we have a stira in two of the things. Kasha malika malika, kasha aktara aktara. We have a problem with the malika, with a bird. We have also a problem with the aktara se emurim. So the Gemara says, well, okay, but that's true, but according to that logic, takes you the chahigufa. Well, the whole price itself is a problem. Because if you remember, what did we say? Right? This Isra only shank the Korban Pesach, and then you're talking about, then you're talking about all these different people. I thought we should only shank the Korban Pesach. Right? Obviously, if you're going to include people who are doing malika and sprinkling the mazah, the hazah, the sprinkling the bird of the blood, the blood of the bird, that's not a Korban Pesach. So Ella, meaning, so what do you have to say? Halahav Rabbi Shimon, that both prices are Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, when the second price says that it's potter for someone who shechts other korbanos aside from the Korban Pesach, that's talking about Erev Pesach. But other korbanos, that's on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, once you tell me it's, both of them are Rabbi Shimon, the first price, the second price, meaning the steer in the second brisa, meaning when that brisa says that it only applies to the Korban Pesach, that's on Erev Pesach, but on Chol HaMoed, so then it applies to any korbanos, even Malika, right, even a bird korban that you might bring on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is now, okay, once you're saying that, so now we can explain the steer is in the brisa. Right, Malika, Lokasha, there's no problem with, you know, telling me whether you're chayev for Malika having chametz when you shech the bird korban. Right, again, the first price had said, you're not chayiv, second price said, you are chayiv. This Gemara says, okay, kam bar baser, kam b'chol shemoy, right? That's a simple split, just like we made a second ago. You're only going to be chayiv for Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so therefore you're not going to be chayiv for Malika on the 14th, but you are going to be chayiv for Malika, if you have chametz, on Chol HaMoed. Vidi Rabbi Shimon, both of them, again, are Rabbi Shimon Shita. Haktar, Nami Lokasha, there's no problem with the guy, again, with the first prize that said, if you bring the Imurim at night, he's also included in this Isser of having Chametz when you shech the Korban Pesach. The second prize that says you're not, so therefore the Gemara says, Tanaihi, right, simply it's Machlokes Tanaim, what Rabbi Shimon holds. Right, Dika the Makish, Haktar, the Shkita, Vika the Lo, Vika Man the Lo Makish, right, because some people compare the Shkita to the Haktar, and some people do not. Okay, fine. Now we had said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Tamid, right? Even the Tamid is shaykh to this issue of Lo Sheshchad Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So the Gemara says, "My time, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lacha Zivchi Zevach Hamiyuchad Li." That we include Dam Zivchi, that my Zevach is included in this issue. Or my Nihu Tamid, right? What is the my? So seeing my referring to Kosh Baruch Hu, right? The Korban Tamid, right? That's how. What do we say on every Rosh Chodesh, right? It's Korbani Lachmi Leishai, right? Korbani Lachmi. It's my Korban. So that's the Korban Tamei, that's why Rabbi Yehuda includes it in this Isser. Rabbi Shimon Omer Pesach Bar Basar, you're chayev for, again, you're chayev for the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and you're also chayev for shechting other korbanos on Chol HaMoed when you have chametz. So he says, my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's his reason? He said, Dichtiv, Zivchi, Trezini. Right? He says the word Zivchi twice. So Kari Bey, so does something interesting. He takes one of the ways you darshan out the Pesukim, apparently, is you can kind of move letters around when you have two words that are back-to-back, or not back-to-back, but they are similar, or said twice. So what does he do? He said, Kari Bei Zevach Zivchayai. Basically, he moves the yud from one Zivchi to another Zivchi. So what does that mean? Lamai Hilchaza, meaning how does that help? Meaning what are we doing with there is that Zivchayai, meaning my korbanos, my zvachim, plural. So you see that there are other korbanos that are shaykh to this Isser. So Gemara says, Lamai Hilchaza, Lamai Hilchaza Paul Ginhu Rachmana Mehadadi. So therefore, why do we split them? Right? Meaning, why did it say Zivchi, and not Zevach Zivchi? Ah, Vol Kaza of Zivchayai. So let me respond to Ika Zevach, Lo Mechayev HaZevchayai. So why do we split it that way? To teach me that if you have a Zevach, i.e. if you have a Korban Pesach that everybody has to bring, right? If you have a Zevach is a Korban. If you have a Korban that everybody has to bring, so the Lo Mechayev HaZevchayai. So then you're not going to be Chayev for any other Korban that you bring, right? You're not going to violate the Isser of having Chametz when you shech the Korban. But on the time when there is no korban, i.e., there's no korban Pesach, so then mechayev azivchayai. Then you're going to be chayev right for all other korbanos that you may bring, i.e., on Chol HaMoed when you bring other korbanos, etc. Uva moed, the Mishnah had said, right, the shmo potter. If you shech the korban Pesach on Chol HaMoed, so then you're going to be potter, because again, that's no good, right? The korban Pesach has to be on Erev Pesach. But if you shech it lo lishmo, so then you're going to be chayiv for this Isser, because again, you're now bringing a viable korban. So Gemara says, time of the lishmo. Apparently, why do you see that it's why you're going to violate this is because the korban was shelo lishmo, and therefore it was for a shlomim. Hastama potter, but apparently implying that if you just shechted it without any designation whatsoever, so you would be potter from this iser. Am I? Why is that true? Pesach b'shari mazasham shlomim hu havi. A regular Pesach, a korban Pesach, without any stam, without any kavana whatsoever, the rest of the year is just a korban shlomim. So why shouldn't you say that? Why shouldn't you be chayav for this? So shmami na. Maybe we learn from this that Pesach b'shari mazasham shama by akira. Maybe during the rest of the year, for a Pesach to be considered a good korban, if you shech the shelo lishmo, you need an actual kind of like uprooting of its status as a korban Pesach, and you don't need just stam das. You need to actually go ahead and uproot it and actively say this is a korban shlamet. Sam Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda nizrugami pi chavura v'amru. They threw this into the middle of the chavura to the chevre and the Beis Hamedrash. V'amru, and they said kigon jahaya b'ayla mitamemes. The Mishnah is an outlier case. It's not coming to teach me that. It's coming to teach me where you had the Bailim, the owners, were Tamei Meis, and therefore they couldn't eat, right? They couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. So therefore, what's going on? V'nidchen the Pesach Sheni. And therefore, they had to bring Korban Pesach Sheni. And then you can kind of keep the old Korban Pesach that you started with, right? They separated Korban Pesach 2 days before, and all of a sudden, you know, Rachman al-Tzlan, they're telling Mace, so now they can't bring it. So you just keep the goat, and you shecht it on Korban Pesach, on Pesach Sheni. So therefore, in that case, the Stam Elishim Pesach Kai, because there, without specifying, without saying anything specific, so that's Mistama, that's going to be for the Korban Pesach. So the only in that case do you need to actually actively go in and change it to a shlomim. But a regular korban pesach, if you offer the korban pesach already, and now you have another korban that you had for the korban pesach, right? Let's say you lost it and you separated another one, so you had two of them. So in that case, no, you don't need to uproot it from its status of korban pesach, right? You can just have stam das, and that is going to be legit. Okay. Now the Mishnah, long Mishnah that'll take us onto Amud Beis. If you want to peek ahead, this is going to delineate the process how Mary Bana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to go do this again in a couple of months. This is the process of how they brought all the Korban Pesachs in the Beis HaMikdash. Because again, you have, you know, all of Am Yisrael coming to bring the Korban Pesach. Not every single person, because you had groups, but it's many, many Korbanos. So what's going on here? How do they get all these korbanos done in one afternoon? So the Mishnah has a lengthy process, and then we'll see a couple of cool things on the base. Okay, says the Halakha Mishnah: HaPesach nishchat b'shalosh kito. The korban Pesach was shechted in three groups, as Rashi says. Very interesting. That at mitzvah l'chalik l'shalosh kitos. We'll see it's based on psukim in one second, but it's a mitzvah to break the people who are coming to shecht korban Pesach into three groups. That's how you did crowd control. There were three groups, A, B, and C. Shenemar, as Pesach says, v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael, right? There are three of them: Kahal, Ve'eda, V'Yisrael. Right? Again, the three groups. That's the mitzvah. That's the drasha from the pasuk. Nichnas Hakas Rishona. Right? When the first kat went in, when the first group went in, so then Nismali Ha'azara. Then the courtyard was filled up. Now Ludalaso Ha'azara, and then they closed the doors. Okay, so make sure that no one else came in. The Taku V'Hariu V'Taku. They blew the shofar. Hakohanim Omdim Shuros Shuros. The Kohanim are standing there in rows. You have like an assembly line, if you can imagine. And they have bowls and cups of gold and silver. Shura shakula zav zav. Right, each line was a single color. Or you didn't want, wasn't haphazard, but right? You had the gold line and you had the silver line. They were not mixed with each other. Again, you wanted to keep it straight, right? It's much more impressive if they're all the same. And you'll see, as we're going to point out, that because we don't want to, also you don't want to cut into issues of Malam HaKodesh for Lo Moridin. We know there's a concept that you should only go up in holy matters. So if you go, for example, from gold, from silver to gold, and then you go down back down to silver, right? That's a little bit inappropriate. Okay, either way. V'lo'ehoi v'zichin shulayim, and the bottom of these bowls or these cups did not have, it was not flat. Right, they were pointed at the bottom. Shami Yinachum v'yikra shadam, because they didn't want anybody to put them down and chas v'shalom forget about them, and then the dumb, and then the blood congeals, and then it's no good. So therefore, they made sure that no kohana would put it down. Right, it was pointy, so you had to hold it and then pass it, and you'll see pass it all the way to the Mizbech. So Shachar Yisrael, the Kibbal HaKohen, Yisrael would shech the Korban Pesach, a Kohen would accept the blood, Nosol L'Chavero, V'Chavero L'Chavero, right, they would pass it down the assembly line, and Mikabel as Hamali, Maxir as Harekon. And he would, again, he would take a full one, pass it over, and then it would go back, right, he would take an empty one and pass it back the other way, right, towards the Korbanos. Right, if you can imagine, right, the Korbanos on one side, the Mizbech on the other side, let's say 100 Kohanim passing back and forth and back and forth, right, I'm sure it's a very impressive sight. Kohen HaKarov Eitz on Mizbech Zarko Zrika Achas, the guy closest to the Mizbech is sprinkling all the blood, Keneged HaYisod, right, Yisod is the base of the Mizbech. All, if you read every morning in Rabbi Yishmael, so it says there that the Korban Pesach was sprinkled on the Mizbech. We talk about the sprinkling, it was underneath the middle line, it was towards the bottom, and it literally means Keneged HaYisod, means across from the base, but it was on the lower part of the Mizbech, towards the bottom. Okay, Yotzta Kas Rishona, when the first group of Jews were done, Nichnasa Kas Shnia, right, then the second group came in. Yotzta Kas Shnia, when the second group was done, Nichnasa Shlishas, right, and the third one came in, Kamaisa Rishona, Kachmaisa Shnia, Shlishas, right, just like the procedure was for the first group, was for the second group and the third as well. In addition, Koru Asa Halel, that the Levium would be reading the Halel. Rashi says I call Kitos Koy, that the Jews were saying Halal as well. So they weren't just mulling around with their animals. If you look at Tosas over here, Perish Levium, right? Tosas says that the Levium were saying the Halal, and the Jews were doing the Korban Pesach. Okay, either way, whoever's saying the Halal, they would say the Halal. And Gomru Shanu, Vim Shanu Shilshu, if they finished the Halal, so they would say it again. If they finished it twice, they would say it a third time. Alphapish Lo Shilshu Mi Amehem, they never ever dragged it out to the third time, actually. So I guess it probably was actually pretty dragged out, right? They never got to a third recitation of the Halal, I guess, per kat in each group. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mi Mehem Shal Kat Shlishis Lo Higiu L'Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. Okay, they never actually got up to Ahavti, because the third group was always smaller. They said that was a shvach to Am Yisrael, that everybody was trying to get to be in the first two groups. They wanted to be one of the first, right? As you can imagine, right? If you've ever been at the Kotel when it's packed, let's say for Birkas Kohanim and Sukkot or Pesach or whatever, to do these things again without the pandemic, but right, it's packed. You can't move, right? So, just a similar idea. Everybody's trying to get to the front. Everybody's trying to push through, right? Zrizu Makdim Lemitzos, Baruch Hashem Am Yisrael, there's reason. So the third card was always the smallest. This would be the same procedure, whether Erev Pesach was Shabbos or Erev Pesach was weekday. El Shakohana Madicha Minis HaZara Shalom Baratzon Chachamim. But we'll see that the only difference was that the Kohanim would wash the floor, and the Kohanim were not so down with that. Meaning they were not so down with that, doing that on Shabbos. Meaning that they were not so happy with doing that on Shabbos. Again, we'll see that, I think, Blinetta, tomorrow. I don't think we see that in today's Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kos Hayam Amali Midam HaTarovas. They would go, again, there's a lot of blood on the floor. If you can imagine, all these Korban Pesachim being shechted. So they would, Rabbi Yehuda would said that they would gather one cup of all the mixed blood on the floor. Zarko Zrika Achaz Agam Mizbech. And they would sprinkle it once on the Mizbech. The Chachamim were not so happy with this, and again, we'll talk about exactly what the point of that would be. Ketzad Tolin Mafshitin. How would they, again, when once the Korban Pesach is shechted, so you have to take off the skin. That was, again, it had to be, before you take off the stuff to put on the Mizbeach, I guess you don't have to take off the skin, but you have to at least open it up and take out the Emurim to put on the Mizbeach, right, to take out the insides. So how did they do that? So they had these iron hooks that were fixed into the wall in the Beis HaMikdash, uva'amudim, and in the pillars. Shebehein tolen u'mafshitin, right? And then they were able to hang the animal on those hooks and then kind of do whatever you have to do to cut it open. Kol misha inlo makom litlos. If you can imagine, they didn't have enough for all of Am Yisrael. So anybody who didn't get to a hook, so u'lahavshit, to get the hook and to flay it. So then maklos dadin v'chalakan ayusham. They had these sticks. Umaniach Aksefo, they would put Ve'alkazif Chavero, and they would lean, if you can imagine, one stick right on one guy's shoulder, one on another guy's shoulder, hang the animal in between, right? Tola, Umafshid, and then they would flay it I guess the two of them would do it together. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yudalid Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. If every Pesach fell on Shabbos, Semaniach Yado Al Kosev Chavero V'Yad Chavero Al Ksefo. That instead of using the sticks, they would use each other's hands. What's it called? Meaning they weren't able to, because on Shabbos they weren't able to fix these what's it called? These sticks, these rods, these staffs. Apparently, you weren't allowed to fashion them on Shabbos. Okay, either way, a little tough, because Mustafa, why would you prepare that on Erev Shabbos, right? I'm not sure why they wouldn't have those ready. But okay, either way, on Shabbos, they wouldn't do that. They would just use their hands, meaning you'd put one hand on the other guy's shoulder, one hand on another guy's shoulder, and hang it from the middle in between you two, and then take open the animal that way. So therefore, Maniach Gadol Akazev, Chavero V'yach Chavero Akseifo, V'toleu Mafshid, right? That's how they would do it, with hands on the shoulders. Kodo V'otzias Haimura, they would tear it open and take out the insides. Nosnu B'megis V'ektirin Akavim Zbech, right? They would put it in a megis, literally means to stir, but here it means like a bowl, right? Something you stir in. So they put it in a bowl, and Haktir Nagalbe Mizbech, they would put it on the Mizbech. Yastakash Vishonav Yashva Allah Harabayas, right? The first group would sit and wait on Harabayas. This is talking about on Shabbos. That because you couldn't go home to roast it until Shabbos was over. Right, so the first group would get there and kind of just chill on Harabayas with their dead animal, I guess, hanging out with them. Shnia Bechel, the second group would wait in the Chel. The Chel was an area right outside the Ezra's Noshim. Okay, and then the third one, Vashlishes B'mkol Ma'amedes, and the third group would just stay in the Beis Hamikdash. Once Chashecha, once it got dark, so then Yatsu would tell those Pischeim, right? If Yantav fell right after Shabbos, so then when it became dark, they went out and they roasted the Korban Pesach. Okay, so that's the whole procedure there. Fascinating, and now we're going to dive into it. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, in a Pesach Nishkar ela begimel kitos shel shloshim bnei adam. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the Korban Pesach is only shechted in three groups, and you have to have a minimum of 30 in each. My time, oh, why is that? Because Kahal ve'eda v'Yisrael, each one of those are 10 people. How do you know an Eda is 10 people? Because that's the group of Meraglim. The Gemara has a drasha. That's actually talking about Korach, and then you have a drasha to connect it to the Eda of the Meraglim, right? 10 Meraglim were bad, and two Meraglim were good, so that's 10 people. Okay, so basically each one of those are 10 people. But we're not sure if this minimum of 10 people need to come at once, or one after the other. Meaning, do you need for each kat to be comprised of 30 people total, or could you have three separate groups of 10 after 10, right? What did he mean? Did he mean 30 each, or 10 and 10 and 10? So therefore, hilkach b'inan shalosh kitos shalosh b'nei adam. Therefore, you have to make sure to have three groups of 30, just to be yotzi this din, because we weren't sure what Rabbi Yitzchak meant. The ibe v'asachas ha'ika, because if they come together, then you have ba'ibe z'achazeh ha'ika, because then in mimarav shach, right, you have either possibility. If they're supposed to come all together, so then you have 30 in each group, and if they're supposed to come one after the other, so then you do have, right, three groups together, right, one after the other, even though you have 10, 10, 10, right, you definitely have that. Hilkach, the chamish and namisagi. So therefore, the Gemara points out that if you do the math, so you also could have 50 total people, right? The Eile Tvasim Vavdi, because you could have 30 in the first group. Eile Yasara Vanafki Yasara, then the second two groups could be 10 each, because what are the possibilities? Either you need 30 all at once, or 10, 10, and 10. So then you could just have 30, 10, and 10. Okay, fine. Either way. Nichnas Zakar Rishona, fine. Itmar, it was said, Abai Amar Ninalu, right, that the gates were closed on their own. That there was a nace, that they, once there were enough people inside, right, once the first group was inside, the gates miraculously shut themselves, right, like think, I don't know, Aladdin is a bad example, but all right, think, Harry Potter type style, just shut closed. Tanah Lendin Mishnah, Rava Amar Noalin. Rava says, no, that they were closed, that the Kohanim closed them. Tanah. That's what that meant. So my benayhu, what's an afkamino? Who cares whether they closed by themselves or the Kohanim closed them? Ike benayhu, the mismach anisa. Do we rely on a nace? Right? Do we assume that there will be a nace? Right? Meaning, if the gates are still open, do you need to get there? Right, and make sure that they close. Abaye Amar Ninalu Tanan, and Kamash Da'ilu Ma'alu V'Samchin Anisa. Abaye says, yes, we'll rely on Anis. But Rava Amar Noal Tanan V'Lo Samchin Anisa. Rava says, no. Ah, the Gemara says, V'Hadit Tanan. And this, which we learned, Amar Yehuda Chas V'Shalom Da Akavi Ben Mahalal Nisnade, right? Akavi Ben Mahalal brought a bunch of testimonies in the Sefer Idios about things they used to do, and a discussion. Maybe he should put it. Be someone said there's a rumor that he was put in Becherem. Because he wasn't Balmidos, he said things that are disrespectful. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'shalom, he's a tremendous tzaddik. That's not the important part for us, right? So he said, She'in ha'azorin ninelas al kol adam b'Yisrael b'chokma v'yirascheit k'akavi b'mahalala. He said, parenthetically, that the doors of the Azara were never closed on someone who had so much chokma and yirascheit like Akavi ben Mahalalel. That's how he proved, that's how he backed up Akavi ben Mahalalel's character. But either way, how do you understand? Meaning, what does that mean? According to Abaye, according to Rava, right, so either one will explain that statement of Rabbi Yehuda differently. Abaye metarets the Tameh, Rava metarets the Tameh, right? They both explain that statement according to their own Shita. Abaye metarets the Tameh, in Bazar b'shash ninala alkol adam b'yisrael b'chok me'er b'yisrael b'chok me'er b'mahalalel. When the doors closed themselves, there was no one in the Beis Hamikdash like Akavya. And Rava Matarz Latamei, Rava simply would say, "In Bazar Abishash no one in Osal Kol Yisrael B'chachma Yiras Chayt Akavya B'Mahalalel." He would just say, "No, the Rabbi Yehuda meant when the Kohanim closed the doors, right? So that there was nobody as great of a tzaddik as Akavya in the Beis Hamikdash. Akavya, not a name that really people use nowadays. Whenever I saw it back in the day, I think I always assumed there was a misprint. Should have been Akiva. But no, there was a guy named Akavya ben Mahalalel. And apparently he was a big tzaddik. Okay, either way. No one ever got crushed in the Azara, even though there are throngs of people. And you can imagine, Am Yisrael, you know, you've been there to Israel by the Kotel, people pushing each other. It's not so pleasant. Baruch Hashem, nobody ever got crushed except for one Pesach. Shaya b'mei Hillel, that were in the days of Hillel. Hazaken sheismaich bo zaken echad vayikorno so pesach muukin. That chazal rachman l'slan. That actually an old person got crushed, and they called it the Pesach of crushing. That was like a traumatic day, like that happened once that someone got crushed in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, we're going to see in the Zagan that similarly there was another nickname they gave for a Pesach that was similar to the name Pesach muukin. It was something else. They called it Pesach muuvin. We'll see in a second. Tanur Rabbanan, let's tell that story. Pamachas bikesh Agrippas HaMelech, litein inav b'chlusa Yisrael. Once Agrippas, the king, wanted to count the amount of Jews. But obviously you're not going to count the Jews based on their number, right? That's already Parshas Kisiza. David HaMelech did it, and he got a plague, right? We don't count Am Yisrael, there's Nayan Hara there. So he said, he said to the Kohen Gadol, teinei necha b'psachim, right? Why don't you count how many korban pesachs there were? So natal kulya mikol echad, he took a kidney. We're going to see exactly how that works. He took a kidney from each korban pesach. When imshu sham shishim ribo zuge klayos, he found 600,000 pairs of kidneys. Meaning there were 1.2 million korbanos. Kiflayim kiyotzi mitzrayim, right? Double the amount of people who left Egypt. Chutz mitameh, and that didn't even include the people who were tameh, v'shayi b'derech rechoka, and who were too far, right, they were far away to offer the korban pesach. V'ein l'cha kol pesach kol pesach, shalom nimnu, olav yosar me'esar b'nei adam. And every korban pesach was at least 10 people. So not only were you talking about 1.2 million, you're talking about 10.2 million, if I did the math correctly. V'ayu korno sa pesach me'uvin. And that pesach they called, not pesach me'ukin, but pesach me'uvin, meaning the thick and wide pesach, right? Because he had such a big, unbelievable mass of people that they counted. And Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael was so great. So the Gemara just asks parenthetically, how does that work? Natal kulya, how in the world did he take a kidney? Habay akturah, you have to bring that, you have to burn that on the Mizbeach. And so the Gemara says, the Hadar Matalu. Well, so he burned it afterwards. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Vaksiv ektiru, the pasuk says you have to burn it. Shalo yariv chalbo shozev bazeh, right? You're not allowed to mix up the chilev and the emurim, the fats of each korban with each other. Meaning, yes, you can burn them together with other korbanos on the Mizbeach, but you have to keep the korban's insides together. You can't separate them out. Right, you can't, and therefore mix them up. You can't just have a pile of kidneys and just throw them all in the Mizbeach. You need to bring all of the emurim on the Mizbeach at once. So he says, you're right. The hadar maktalu chad chad. So you're right. So they took all of the innards out to the side, and then they brought them on the Mizbeach one at a time. Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'atanya, v'ktirim, she'kulu ka'echad. You can't do that. You need all of them to be together at once. You have to, what's it called? You have to, you have to burn them all, meaning when you take each carbon Pesach, you get piles and piles and piles. It looks like one big pile of emurim. And you can't just wait and burn them one at a time. So Elisa, so how did they count? How did they take these kidneys? So you're right. Ela tfisa ba'alma. Really, they just took it to the side. The shakel minayo ad yavin le midi achrina. And then you kind of use something else to count, as a marker. Right? If you can imagine, the Kohen brought the insides, held them up, and the other Kohen, who was counting, so he would take, I don't know, a stone or whatever, and he would put it in a bowl. Right? That's what Rashi says, right? Tofes kulia amayra l'shaliach, he would show it to the messenger, v'unosin pulo evan, right? He'd put a bean or a stone, right, in the bowl, and that's how they counted. They didn't actually count with the actual kidneys themselves, because they had to be burned and go on the mizbech. Okay, let's do a little more here. Kohanim omdim Shiros. So my time up. Why do we have these rows? Right, again, you had one split, one of gold, one of silver. Silver. What was the reason for splitting them? So Ilema Dilma Shakli did the Hava Maile Diksafa. If you'll tell me, because maybe he'll take a gold and give him back silver, and then you have a problem of what's it called of Malam Kalish for the Moridin. So Hanami Dilma Shakli Basar Masin Maile Barmea. Right, well, you also have the same problem if they're all the same. Right? Maybe they'll take a bowl that's 200 zuz and give him back a bowl that's 100 zuz. Right? So, Ela dahachi shaper tvei. So that can't be the reason, because you're going from gold to silver. Well, not all bowls and not all cups are the same. Right? Maybe they're both made out of gold. Maybe one's more expensive. So, like Marcelo, Ela dahachi shaper tvei. No, because it just looked nicer. Right? It looked much cooler to have a row of gold and a roll of silver. Right, you can imagine, I got on the silver line, I got on the gold line, right? It looks much more impressive when everybody's coordinated like that. So it says, the Gemara v'halov v'zichan v'shulayim, they didn't have bottoms on these bazichan, on these cups, on these bowls. Tanur rabbanan v'lo under the b'raisa, kala bazichan shem mikdash lo ha'yuba lahen shulayim, all of them, all of these cups in the Beis HaMikdash did not have bottoms because we didn't want the, right, to put them down, because, you know, the blood might, if you're holding a bowl full of blood, and the blood becomes what's the word? I said it before, I forget already. Congealed. So then I would mess up the korban. So the only kli that did have a bottom, chutz mi b'zichei levona shalechem upon him. If you remember, we mentioned already earlier in the Masechta that next to the shulchan, they had spoons of incense of ketores. So that actually did have a base. Why? Because you didn't want to lean the spoons on the lechem aponim. Lechem aponim, as we'll learn, I'm not sure when, but I guess we could do it right now, is they had an intricate shape, that they were flat, and they had these like sides that were curled up. So if you didn't have bottoms for these spoons, so you might lean the spoons on the lechem aponim themselves, and they might be fragile, and they might break, and that would mess them up. Okay, so either way, so you had a place to put them down. Shachat it's okay, fine. Shachat Yisrael v'kiba l'kohen. So the Gemara says, lo sagi delav Yisraeli. So the Gemara says, really, a Yisrael, meaning a Yisrael has to do the shechita, right? Shachat Yisrael seems to imply that a Jew has to do the shechita, not a kohen. Right, Yisrael has to do the shechita of Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, no, gufa kamash malan. That's exactly what it's come to teach me. The shechita ksheira bizarre ksheira. That shechita for any korban is mutter through a zar, through someone who's not a kohen. The kibbal a kohen, and the kohen accepts the blood. Ha kamash malan. That it comes to teach us that mekabla ve'ilach mitzvahs kahuna nosa lechavero eshmash mina holacha. Already went too fast. Already that mekabla ve'ilach that. He would take the blood and then walk over to the mizbeach. That's mitzvah kohuna. That's already from that point on in the service. Right then, already a kohen has to do that part. Okay, so then the shechita is kosher bizarre, but from the kabbalas adam, that already has to be done by a kohen. Nosnu l'chaveru, he would give it to his friend. Shema mina halacha shalom berechel havi halacha. Maybe that seems to tell me that you can fulfill halacha without even walking. Right, that was one of the avodos. If you remember, there was shechita, there was kabbalah, there was halicha, right, walking it over to the mizbeach, and then there was the zrika, the sprinkle. So apparently, if you're passing the blood from one guy to the next, you don't actually have to walk to be mekayim the halacha of halicha. So The Gemara says no. Dilmahu naid porta. Maybe he's still moving a little bit. Right? Maybe he's, maybe the last guy is still is going or is walking, or maybe this guy is walking. Whatever. Maybe there's still a step or two that he's taking. The Gemara says I vela my kamash malan. So well, if that's true, so then what is he coming to teach me? Wait, it doesn't seem to be any significant at all. Halacha. So the Gemara says, "Amash kamash malan berovam hadras melech." That no, is amazing to do a mitzvah with more people. That's more kavodik. Right? It's better to have more kohanim doing the mitzvah than only one, because that's already berovam hadras melech. That's a fulfillment. That's a kiyum. You can have many people involved. For example, in shul, that's why we give a lot of people different kibbutzim, not just one guy. Because berovam hadras melech, right? We want to give as many people a kavod as possible. Kibbutz amali machzis arekan. He would take the full one and then give back the one that was empty. Again, you know, passing left the full, and let's say the empty one goes to the right. Aval ibchalo, but you don't do the opposite. Meaning, you don't return, you don't pass the empty one, and then only take the full one. So apparently, later Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvah. Right, we don't want to pass up the potential to do a mitzvah. Right, the person has to do halicha. Right, passing the empty bowl back or the empty cup back is nothing. Right, that's just preparing for the next korbanos, but that's not actually a mitzvah. The halicha of the blood itself, that's the mitzvah. So we don't want to do that second, right? Ein mavirin al mitzvah, so we don't pass up a mitzvah when it comes to us. Okay, that's yeah, we're going to stop here. We'll say have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.